Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
One day, some of the kids from the neighborhood carried my mother's groceries all the way home. You know why? So was that a respect?
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one of two things. Either you're somebody or you're nobody.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
A month from now, this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want.
Too late, they start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make them an offer again with you.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Me, I always tell it to you, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on, last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again.
The Fan.
I'm a sailor, hey, and I lost my leg.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Thursday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Got a lot to get to in the final hour. I saw a list. Now, some of these are obvious, but I saw a list before the show of the longest droughts in the National Football League since winning a playoff game. And I'm curious if you can name me the five or six longest droughts in the NFL. Now, not right now. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
But just noodle. Noodle.
So I'll do you a favor. I won't cheat.
Okay, don't cheat. Because I'm curious. Some of you got Cincinnati, Buffalo, right? Some of them are pretty obvious. But after those, who are the other? Detroit, right? It's been a long time.
I think you're ruining the game now.
Well, the other ones around there, those are the obvious ones everybody would have named.
But won a playoff game.
Since they've won a playoff game. Okay. Can you name me the other ones in the mix? We'll get to that coming up. We got some poll questions to answer. By the way, if you have not done so yet, because I want listeners to chime in on this. There was an office debate about it before the show. Brandon Sprague has started a viral video thing called Dunk of the Night.
Dunk of the Night, yeah.
Now, you had Jason Swigard was the first victim.
Yes, he was.
So I got dunked on.
Yep.
Then I believe it was Maddie.
Yeah, our promotions got us Maddie.
Yeah, he didn't want to do a second dunk on me because he would have ended up in the fourth row. So
that's a bit aggressive.
Yeah, wow.
Were you that mad that I dunked on you?
Wow. I'm that mad when anybody dunks on me.
Okay. I mean, I've been dunked on once. It's not fun. It's not fun to get dunked
like
on.
Like a real game?
I've been dunked like in a pickup game.
Oh yeah.
Like standing under the hoop, not knowing what
I'm
doing.
I got dunked on by Antonio Harvey once in a 3-on-3 contest. Yeah, he did not dunk on me a second time.
Did you tackle him or did you just not try it?
Full body foul. He tried to go again.
You're just an angry elf.
No wonder he needed all that legal weed. He's in pain from Swigard taking him down, man.
You drove him to the marijuana business.
And then Kate Mitchell, but then you took a little hiatus. So the latest dunk of the night is up at 1080 The Fan on Twitter.
Okay.
Now, two notes on this. One, when you go to 1080 The Fan's Twitter account, give it a follow because I just realized we're like 7 away from 10,000 because I just brought up the account.
From what?
From 10,000 followers.
Oh, on Twitter?
Yeah, as a station.
That's pretty cool.
So go follow the fam. Put us over 10,000, okay?
Buy your content every day.
Boom. And then you also have to scroll down and watch the Dunk of the Night video because he dunked on the world famous Mark Hamilton, who's been on the show before.
He's been on primetime several years.
He's got a British accent and he comes on to talk soccer.
Big soccer guy.
That's Mark Hamilton.
Yeah.
Now, there was a debate in the office of if Mark Hamilton looks sad and depressed upon getting dunked on.
I don't think he was sad.
Because everybody's kind of taking this with F you, I hate you, Brandon, like laugh. Mark Hamilton looks sad and depressed when you dunk on him.
I was told he was pissed, and he basically, because he was talking about a soccer match this weekend, Will was like, hey, what's the big soccer match?
So he got all excited to talk about soccer with some fan bros.
And he dove in, he mentioned Liverpool, I came from behind, I dunked on him. I shouted, you got dunked on, and I shouted Liverpool and ran away.
Yeah.
Well, in the video, he looks really upset. I then went about maybe 4 minutes later to his office just to say, hey, man, thanks for doing that. We're just having fun.
Social media thing.
And when I walked in, I was like, hey, Mark, thanks for doing that. He turned and he went, F off, and he flipped me off, and he did not look happy. So I just walked away instead of pricing it.
So go watch the video and let us know how you think Mark Hamilton's handling getting dunked on. That is at 1080 The Fan on Twitter, and follow us while you're there because you could be our 10,000th follower.
Well, we also found out he likes to scare people.
Yeah.
You can't be the guy that likes to make fun of people or scare people and not ever be able to take it the other way.
If you're going to give it, you got to be able to take it.
Right.
So go watch the video and enjoy the dunk of the night at 1080 The Fan, I think on all of our social media platforms. Let's get to the Pro Football Challenge.
The Fan presents a little trip around the National Football League.
Simple plays executed with a maximum of effort.
Game by game, our hosts are ready to make their picks against the murderer's row that is the Fan Air Staff. The Junior Fan Genius.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm six.
And yes, you, the mighty fan listener.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
This is the Fan's Pro Football Challenge, brought to you by Encore Audio Video.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
The Pro Football Challenge with Dirt and Spray on 1080.
It's go time, yo.
The Fan.
Cut that meat. Cut that meat. Let's make some NFL picks. Pro Football Challenge. Go play along. 1080thefan.com is how you can do it. And you can compete against us. Chance to win some cool prizes. Go do it. Everybody's doing it.
Go do it. Do it now.
Do it now. Here's how we all shaped last week. Mentioned this earlier if you missed it. Sprague and I won the weekend with 8. Swigard with 7. So we got a game on him. Here's where we're at on the year now. Swigard's still in the lead at 88. You, Brandon Sprague, are at 86. And then I'm just waiting around like Seabiscuit to make my move at the corner. I'm at 83.
I have a take for you that I want to tell you real quick.
Okay.
Do you think the Fan Genius has picked games this year? Yes.
No, the Fan Genius does not pick games.
There's somebody else with the same score as the Fan Genius.
That's why I don't list other host scores. I don't know who's real and who's not.
Okay.
Okay. We do it every week.
Yeah, we do.
We are men of our word.
I made all my picks just right now.
I already made mine too. The listener leaders are Dustin V and Blue Beta 20, both with 94. So those are your listener leaders battling it out for the top spot. We saved Thursday Night Football for last because that's how we roll around here. 10 o'clock Sunday morning. Baltimore on 3. 1, 2, 3. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
They are at Cincinnati this
weekend. Are we done with London games finally?
I hope so. I didn't watch. Did you guys watch that?
Did they only do like 3 of them? Because I think they did
4 this year. There was 3 or 4.
The Rams game.
Chicago. Oakland.
Chicago, Oakland. Jacksonville last weekend with Houston. And
maybe there's... Oh, there's a Mexico game this year. That's still to come.
So maybe London was 3, Mexico
because
one.
Last year they burned the field at a concert and had to move it.
That's right. It turned into like the greatest Monday Night Football game of all time.
Yeah.
That Kansas City-LA game. It was like 80-80.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Did you guys watch that game on Sunday morning?
I was up cleaning. So.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, I didn't watch any of it.
I had money on the game, so.
Next one up. Now, this one seems easy, but I'm going to go against the grain, so I'm not going to do a 1-2-3. Buffalo is at 6-2, and they are on the road against 2-6 Cleveland.
I will take Buffalo to win this game. They can run the ball. Cleveland can't stop the run. Their defense is better. Their quarterback right now is better. And I think the coaching staff is better. I will take all of those and pick the team that's better, Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo, they know who they are. They know what they have to do to win ball games. And they're all seemingly on the same page. Cleveland's all over the place. There's just no continuity whatsoever. I'll take Buff on the road.
I'm like a crack heroin, realizing my problems, but always coming back to the pipe.
Why are you doing this?
Give me the Browns. Why? Back at home.
Why are you doing that?
Because upsets happen in the NFL.
Is there a more dead team, an uninspired team than them?
The Cincinnati Bengals. The Washington Redskins. The New York Jets just lost to the Miami Dolphins.
Okay, but like with the pressure that was applied to them.
Hey, you asked. There are more dead teams. That's all I'm saying.
What is Cleveland better at than Buffalo?
Next game. Let's all say New Orleans on 3. 1, 2, 3.
New Orleans.
Does Dan Quinn get fired?
No, I think they're going to let him finish the year out.
If they didn't fire him at the bye, then they're not going to fire him during the season.
Did you see their big move was taking Raheem Morris, former defensive coach.
Uh-huh.
They put him on offense this year to coach the wide receivers or tight ends, and now they've switched him back to the defensive group.
That's going to work, yeah.
Yep.
That solves it. Atlanta is on the road at New Orleans. Sticking in the 10 a.m. window, Mitchell Trubisky made him turn off all the TVs in Hallis Hall. They are 3-5 and in desperate need of a win. and hosting the 3-4-1 Detroit Lions, a battle for who's going to be in last place in that division, Detroit at Ouch. Chicago.
All right, Nepper, this one's for you. I take the Lions. I think they're better in almost every facet offensively. And I know that Chicago defense is good, but there you can score and move the ball. Philly just showed you that because of how inept the offense is. I will take Detroit to win.
I, too, will take Detroit. I think most of Chicago will be turning off their TV sets around halftime.
Wow.
Wow.
They
wow.
can't handle any more Mitchell Trubisky.
Tell me how you really feel.
The Lions will get back to 500.
All right. This is apparently going to be my week that I make a move. Chicago's got a good defense. They're back at home. I know Mitchell Trubisky sucks, but Detroit's defense doesn't necessarily scare me a whole bunch. I think they're going to be able to run the ball a little bit on them. A little home cooking, desperate for a win. Give me the Bears to get a win back at home. Let's get to two turd sandwiches before we go here. How about the battle of New York? By the way, is Saquon Barkley's dad like from New York or something? Because there was a story that he's going to wear Jets gear but cheer for his kid. So is he like a longtime Jets fan?
I don't know.
The Jets are
kind of messed up.
A little weird, right? Jets are hosting the Giants, both playing in the same stadium, obviously. 1-7 Jets, 2-7 Giants.
I will take the 2-7 Giants for no reason other than I just think they're slightly better. I think
they didn't lose to the Dolphins last weekend.
Touche.
The Giants have Saquon Barkley. I'll take the Giants.
The Jets lost the Dolphins last weekend. Did you see the highlight, by the way, of Darnold on the safety towards the end of the game where he didn't even try and go after the ball?
Yeah, he quit on that play.
They
yeah.
liked it over his head. He didn't. It was in the end zone. He's Yeah, I'm not.
Are you going Jets?
No, I'm going Giants. I will go Giants.
I was rocking with your trend here, picking teams that nobody else
going
would.
The opposite. I know. I gotta make my move here. All right, we're past the halfway point. Next one up, one more turd sandwich to get to. Where do you go on this one? Tampa Bay's 2-6. They are at home taking on the 3-5-1 Arizona Cardinals.
I think Tampa's offense can move the ball a little better. Look, statistically, we talked about what Arizona has done. The one thing they're not good at is putting a lot of points on the board. They struggle in the red zone. They did against the Niners. I will take Tampa Bay to win this game.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I think they're... Kingsbury's kept those guys together, competing. Take a step here and there. I wonder if Tampa Bay's at the breaking point of they're 2-6. I don't know what's left. I mean, I don't know how they get to a wild card spot.
But they're a weird team to think they can, though,
now,
right?
They have a bye. Who'd Tampa play last week?
I think they had a bye.
They might have had a bye. Now, Tampa, with those big sets of wide receivers, they can... You know, they can do it on any given Sunday. It's just a matter of that. And if Winston decides to throw it to his teammates more than.
No, they're not. They almost beat Seattle. That's right. They took Seattle to overtime.
Yeah. We're idiots. It was on the fan.
Duh, right here.
You idiots. It's on your own station. I know. We're morons.
I will take Tampa Bay mainly because they're at home here. And I think both these teams are not very good. And in that case, I'll take the home team to get the win. Give me the Buccaneers. All right, we got some good ones to pick on the other side. Green Bay, Carolina, after the way Green Bay looked, all of a sudden an interesting game. I'm pumped for the Sunday night game this week. Minnesota and Dallas in Dallas. And then how about that Monday night football game between San Francisco and Seattle down from the Bay Area? We'll pick the rest of the NFL slate. We will do it next. Pro Football Challenge continues on 1080 The Fan. Hey, can we dance with your dates? Welcome back in. 217. No good. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. It's Otis. He loves us.
Hey, can we dance with your dates? Hey,
welcome to the Dexter Lake Club.
Can we dance with your dates? I've never been to the Dexter Lake Club.
I used to go all the time.
You used to go all the time?
Yeah.
It's north of Eugene, right? Know where it is? It's just outside of Eugene. Like, it's an actual place.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the name of it, but...
Yeah, we used to go there all the time.
Great sandwiches. Yeah, good deli.
Good music.
Good cuts of meat.
Bouncer Steve was there. He was always really cool.
They give you a weird look when you walked in.
Tuesdays, they had limbo night.
Yeah, when your buddy's getting busy in the back seat of the car.
They were kissing without tongues, but they were getting busy back there.
Fawn Leibowitz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's a looker.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to the Pro Football Challenge, shall we? 1080thefan.com.
How far could we have taken that?
We could have kept going pretty far because I stumbled across it
late night the other night.
Oh, did you? The Animal House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On one of the Encore stations.
I was going to take it away from Animal House and like intertwine Back to the Future. Guy named Biff Tannen. He kept hitting on this woman and making aggressive moves. He got punched.
By the way, crazy fact. I heard this morning on Dusty and Cam. They do a know your foe kind of thing. Or like a fun opponent facts kind of thing. Well, they did one for Oregon State. Did you know that Corvallis' first mayor was named Biff?
Nope.
Didn't know that.
Their first mayor.
His name was Biff. I can't name any mayor ever in Corvallis history.
Really?
Current, former, doesn't matter. Can't name him. Don't care. Didn't care.
I agree with that.
But that's a cool fun fact because we just brought up Biff Tannen.
Biff, can we bring the name Biff back? Now that Biff has like done a good job of playing with his name, like he jokes about it and he's funny with it.
I don't think
You think Biff ever makes a comeback? What's up, Biff?
No.
Nope.
That's the kind of thing your kid resents your parents forever.
Well, I also think there's specific reasons right now why you can't name a kid.
Sure, maybe
Biff.
10 years down the road, you know, when it's not as topical.
Maybe.
Not as topical.
Maybe. Okay?
Biff, you know, just like Lorraine. What do you want from me?
How do you feel if your parents name you Biff and then you watch the second one and it's about Biff becoming a multi-hundred millionaire who runs the world and is a crook and threatens to shoot you?
Wait, so People and Jesse says it's the current mayor of Corvallis?
Oh.
Which then makes it interesting because he's...
A Biff.
He's like a Back to the Future.
Is Biff?
It is.
Is Biff short for anything?
It
or?
Is. The current mayor of Corvallis, his name is Biff.
Like B-I-F-F?
I thought it was first mayor.
Biff Traber.
Biff Traber.
Is that short for something?
I don't know. He's been the mayor since 2015. Look at Biff down there making things happen.
Like, what's your real name? My real name's Ro Biff.
He's got that just go Steve Biff. Martin white
he
head
did.
Of hair.
Really white. I can't tell how old he is. But anyways, there you go. Fun fact, okay?
Okay.
We left off in the Pro Football Challenge with Arizona and Tampa Bay. Let's move on. And Patrick Mahomes is back, so I'm assuming everybody say Kansas City on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Kansas City.
Tennessee. Tannehill lights them up.
Really?
No, Kansas City.
Okay.
I was going dirt Cleveland there.
Pulled a hamstring there.
I might have a couple more upset stuff in my sleeve here, okay? Stay tuned.
I love that I said name one thing they do better, and you're like, moving on?
There's nothing. I got nothing for you. You know what really sticks in my side?
What chaps your hide?
You know, it chaps my ass. The Jets knocked me out of a survivor pool, beating the Dallas Cowboys, and since then have been the worst team in the NFL. Yes.
I totally forgot you lost your survivor
pool on
that game.
The Jets beat the Cowboys. Have you seen the Jets over the last month?
They couldn't beat
the Dolphins.
That's a referendum on Swag's team. The fact that Jason Garrett even allowed that game to happen.
It's one thing if a team beats you and you're like, hey, Darnold was back. Look, the Jets have won 3 out of 4 with Darnold. They suck.
And Darnold's done nothing.
He's awful. He's seen ghosts on the field.
Yeah.
That really chaps my ass. Next one up, Indianapolis on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Indianapolis.
Yeah. They play Miami.
Miami's still drunk from their win last week.
Yeah, they're popping champagne.
We didn't lose.
By the way, fun fact, did you see Brian Flores say, I don't want my guys to get too high off that win? He actually said that. Like, we need to bring it again next week.
No offense to Brian Flores. Did Brian Flores realize they dumped Gatorade on him during the game?
He was asked about it.
Yeah. He really didn't. He went all Belichickian right there.
One note I have not seen. Do we have an update on Jacoby Brissett that you guys have seen?
I haven't seen an update. They've been really mum on that.
They were optimistic, but it was questionable. I know if he was going to play this week.
Is it possible they lose with Hoyer?
Hoyer looked really bad against Pittsburgh. I'll say no, but...
He cost me a bet.
Yeah,
he pissed me off really bad.
The one pick six he threw to Minka Fitzpatrick was unforgivable.
It's been in the league 18 years. You still throw that pass?
Bad.
As long as it doesn't come down to a Vinatieri field goal attempt anymore.
Yikes.
Why can't they cut him? Let him go to the Hall of Fame.
He tried to leave. They begged him to come back after the Tennessee debacle.
God, are you telling me you can't find another kicker?
Yeah, there's got to be one on the market, right?
Swag, honestly,
I don't know.
Come
on, scouting department.
Who's available?
There's always kickers available. New England's been through 3 of them.
That's my point. New England can't even identify one.
San Francisco just brought
in a new kicker.
Who's Cody Parkey playing for?
Didn't he get a tryout with somebody? Who was that?
He's on the market.
Thought it was Tennessee.
Double doink. Get the doink.
The double doink. The double doink wasn't good.
He's available. All right, so that one is that's a 1 o'clock game. A 125 kick. That's an interesting one. Pittsburgh, they did beat the Colts last week,
so I guess
you got to get the benefit of the doubt.
They're
hosting the 5-3 Rams.
Yeah, I'll take the Rams.
Rams.
Okay. Rams were on a bye last week, right?
They were on a bye last week.
I'll take the Rams.
Because they played in London week before. Next one up, 125. What the hell, Green Bay, man? I know in my survivor pool, a lot of people got bounced on that one, taking them to beat the Chargers. They are back at home 7-2. Is anybody taking Carolina to pull an upset in Lambeau?
I think Carolina can keep this close, but I'll take Green Bay in the bounce back.
It's a 6-point line.
I think there will be ultra focus from the Packers after those post-game comments of Aaron Rodgers about how much fun certain people had. in the Southern California air alluded to that. So I imagine everybody will be at full attention for this one and redeem themselves. So I don't think this is as much about Carolina as it will be about the Packers playing with their hair on fire.
Yeah, it's a tough. I mean, their defense is good. I know they didn't look it last week, but mainly that was an offensive issue, which is weird because they'd really been moving the ball the last couple of weeks. Green Bay, that is, and they just disappeared in that game. I think they'll get back on track. Give me the Packers. I might even take them to spring line this weekend, minus the six. I think they can win that game by a touchdown. Fun one on Sunday Night Football, man. My boy Kirkers, fresh off a bad loss on the road to Matt Moore and the Chiefs. They are back on the road again this weekend, taking on Dallas. You got 5-3 Dallas hosting 6-3 Minnesota.
Look, I know what Monday night is, but I'm going to tell you this right now. I think this is the game of the week.
It's a fun game.
Because the Niners can afford to lose a game. Yeah. Seattle can put a little pressure, and then the next time they face off, it might be more even more interesting. What if Dallas loses and falls to 5-4? By the way, Philly is still screaming down your neck, and I know you won that head-to-head.
The division is wide open. At least that's the only thing I'll say for them.
And then Minnesota's trying to keep up in the north with the Packers, and then they're still trying to keep that wild card spot. I think this is the biggest game of the weekend.
Interesting.
I am going to take Dallas, and I think the score is somewhere around 23-17.
Okay.
Adam Thielen's status is a big deal for the Vikings. He re-injured so I don't know if you can count on him. That will allow the Dallas secondary to focus on Diggs and not get deep. So if the safeties and the linebackers can handle Kyle Rudolph, that puts it all on Dalvin Cook. They're getting healthier on the defensive line. So, and I think their offensive line is getting healthier, too. They'll be able to control things more with Ezekiel Elliott. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's going to be a shootout, though. Brett Maher from 58-plus to win it 34-31.
I love it. You know where I roll. I roll with my boy Kirkers. I took the Vikings 28-24. I think these teams are pretty similar, man. They don't want to play defense. They want to run the ball. You don't want to put it in the arm of your quarterback because I don't think either team trusts their quarterback. But I roll with Kirkers 28-24. Give me the Vikings. Last but not least, Monday Night Football right here on The Fan.
Oh, you're taking Kirkers.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I go down with the ship.
I can't wait to visit the grave on that hill one day.
I'm on the Titanic. You know, I'm driving that boat. I hit the iceberg. I'm sinking.
He lived a cocky sports fan life. Okay. He died a Kirk Cousins.
He's won 4 out of 5. Let's not act like Kirk Cousins has been bad.
Still playing for him.
Why do we do this with Kirk Cousins every time he loses? He was the best quarterback in the league for a month straight, and now he loses a game to the Chiefs and he sucks again.
Well,
and they're not going to win. They have no chance of beating Dallas. Come on.
What is it about him that makes you this way? He couldn't move the ball on that Chiefs defense.
It's his cool rubber wedding ring.
You can't lose that game. It's Matt Moore.
It's his cool rubber wedding ring.
God, you better
stylish.
Have a rubber wedding ring when you get married.
It's very stylish. You can work out in it. You don't have to worry about it getting snagged on something.
Lost it in the ocean. Just got to replace it for cheap.
It's like $9. Last but not least, Monday Night Football, San Francisco 8-0 hosting 7-2 Seattle. You heard right here on The Fan. 61% of people going with the Niners.
I'm going to lean Niners as well. I know how well Russell Wilson's been playing. I like San Francisco's defense here. I don't think they'll get to Wilson as much as they've gotten to other players, but I think that defense for Seattle is fraudulent. And I think the Niners defense is for real. San Francisco's a better team right now. I'll take the Niners.
I'll take the Niners as well. I think you've got some speed rushers with San Francisco that will do a better job of making life miserable for Russell Wilson. And, yeah, that defensive front, the running attack that San Francisco would throw at them, they'll control it. So Seattle's going to have to put a premium on when they get the ball, getting points up on the board.
The fun part about this game is I think the 49ers are undoubtedly the better team. Defensively, I think they're much better. Weapons probably similar at this point, but I think the 49ers from top to bottom as a roster have a better roster. Russell Wilson is the wild card. The way he's playing, the way he's pulling wins out of his butt, you know, kind of every other week, it's been fun to watch. He's been the MVP of the league, I think, so far this season. 5 touchdowns again last week. Their defense was bad. They couldn't stop the Bucs to save their life last week. The kicker couldn't hit a kick. But they still found a way to win that game because of Russell Wilson. I will take San Francisco, though. You're on the road, and I think that defense is the real deal. Plus, they had a little extra time to prepare because they played on Thursday night against Arizona. But the Russell Wilson factor, I can't wait to watch him go against that defense and see what he can do. But give me the Niners to get the win.
Yeah, if we end up never working together 10 years from now, like we're all doing our own thing.
Hey, what happened to that guy?
I don't know what you'll be doing, a podcast, show, TV. I'm going to call in and I go, hey, you still like Kirk Cousins?
I'm going to do Minnesota Sports Radio after he's won his fourth Super Bowl wearing my purple jacket.
Fran Tarkenton, move over. Kirk Cousins coming in.
You like that? Somebody said he can't beat good teams. I didn't know Philly sucked, huh? Philly won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. He just shredded the Eagles a couple weeks ago. Didn't know that.
It's this break. Don't be hating on the 11th ranked in DVOA Chiefs defense.
I love it. Good stuff. Pro Football Challenge every Thursday from 2 to 2:30. Okay, we got a Thursday night football game to get into because I'm actually pretty excited for this one.
I think it's a good one and it's important in the AFC playoff race.
I'm knocking on wood with you, buddy. I can't wait for this.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
I can't wait for this game tonight. We'll get into that coming up. Blazers back in action. Also, can you name me the longest droughts in the NFL without winning a playoff game? I'm going to have some fun with that. We'll do it coming up next. We're back. We're on. Okay. Hello. Sorry, we did not mean to play drops during the commercial break. I'm gonna blame Jeff McGinley on that one. Crazy Eyes McGinley was in here with like a screwdriver.
Crazy Eyes McGinley came in here with an automatic screwdriver, and he goes, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he like just came like running at me. I thought he was gonna jam it in my neck.
Apologies. Somebody said our microphones were on during the commercial. Hopefully, we didn't say anything offensive. No, they weren't. Okay. I apologize.
Wait, where are our microphones? You know how paranoid
I
that
I
am?
Anything, I didn't say anything offensive during that break.
No,
okay.
But that actually concerns me greatly.
Yeah, we're going to get fired that way someday.
But that's not fair to us.
No, it's not. No. It's America, man. Okay,
it's
I saw
America,
this.
America, man.
I saw this. We'll get to Thursday Night Football coming up in a moment. Dare I say the Raiders are a good team? Don't laugh. I saw this, and it was the longest drought in the NFL since their last playoff win.
Okay.
Last time they won a playoff game. And in the last segment, when I teased this to you, I gave you the top three because I feel like the top three are pretty obvious. We can all name. We did this before, but Cincinnati is the longest drought in the NFL. They have not won a playoff game since 1990. We're nearly 30 years since they won a playoff
game. Since they were a Super Bowl team.
Yes. I think they went in 1989, right? Detroit is number two on the list. They are at 1991 since their last playoff win. They beat the Dallas Cowboys.
They beat my Cowboys. How about that? Eric Hipple the quarterback then?
I don't know.
Memory serves.
There's just a picture of Barry Sanders on here.
Eric Hipple.
And then number three on this list is the Buffalo Bills, and their drought lasts since 1995. They beat the Miami Dolphins in 1995.
I think I can name the teams.
So I was curious if you can name me the next three or four longest droughts in playoff victory history.
Okay, I'm going to rattle off.
Okay.
Tampa Bay.
Hold on, I got to do these math. 4, 5, 6. Tampa Bay is number 7 on the list.
Okay, so that doesn't count.
Their last win was the 2002 Super Bowl. They have not won a playoff game since the 2002 Super Bowl.
Miami.
Miami comes in at number 5 on this list. Their last playoff win was the 2000 AFC wildcard game against the Colts.
Cleveland
is number 4. Now, their drought is technically longer than Miami's, but they didn't count it because they weren't around for a couple of years.
So
their last playoff win was the 1994 AFC wildcard win versus the Patriots.
Washington
comes in at number 8 on this list. And their last win was the 2005 NFC wildcard game versus the Bucks. Who was the quarterback of that team? 2005 Redskins?
That would have been Jason Campbell?
Maybe. That sounds right. I'll give that to you.
Did we say Oakland?
You did not say Oakland.
Oakland
is number 6 on the list. 2002 AFC title versus the Titans.
Now this is going to boil down to...
That's essentially the entire top 10.
Oh, we named it then?
Yeah, you got basically all of them.
Because so I had Arizona and San Francisco in there because you had made a reference that one of these was in 2010. So I was thinking, okay, I got San Francisco seasons mixed up in my mind. But
you got the top 8. So do you care to guess who rounds out the top 9?
It's not
Arizona and San Francisco. You have two more in the top 10. You have the top 8 figured out.
The Jets,
their last playoff win, they are number 9 on this list. 2010 AFC divisional round, they beat the New England Patriots.
Okay, and then by that logic, I'll go Giants.
No, it is not the Giants. It is the Chicago Bears. And they were the 2010 divisional game against the Seattle Seahawks.
Damn it.
That was the last drought of 8 years. So
I wanted to get them all.
Those are the longest. Giants come in at number 11. You were close there. 2011 Super Bowl was their last win. The 49ers also close. Their last playoff win was the 2013 divisional round against the Panthers. Mm. That was their win. The Ravens next on the list. And then the Cardinals 2015 divisional round versus the Packers was their last win. So I don't know. Some of those surprised me a little bit. Like Miami, you kind of forget about. They haven't won one in a long time. The Buccaneers one was probably the top of my list. So I know they haven't been good. They haven't won a playoff game since the Super Bowl.
I know. I somehow knew that.
Like what?
That was always like, oh yeah, they won the Super Bowl and did nothing after.
Because Gruden got fired a couple years after that. And here we are. They haven't won a playoff game since. So a 16-year drought for them. Thought that was kind of fun. Thursday night football tonight. I am excited for this game. Like I know the Chargers aren't very good, but to be fair, they've won back-to-back games and they're back to being somewhat relevant. And a win tonight would put them at 500.
That defense looked awfully good against Green Bay.
It did, man. And at 500 right now, that's alive in the AFC wildcard picture. If you're at 5-5 through 10 games, so as crazy and as bad as they've been, they could be there. And the Raiders, on the other hand, like I've jokingly said throughout the show, dare I ask if they're a good team? I put it in this context. They have had a brutal schedule this year. So they had to play the Chiefs in week two. Then they had to go to Minnesota, which no matter how you feel about Kirk Cousins, that's a tough place to go in and win. They had to play at Indianapolis. And by the way, they won that game. They had to play the Bears in London and then follow that up with road games at Green Bay, who's in first place, and at Houston, who's in first place. Mm-hmm. That's a really brutal schedule. And a couple of their losses were close games, most recently the Houston game 2 weeks ago. And then they bounced back with a nice win against Detroit. So you got a couple of teams, man. The AFC wildcard window is wide open. And the Chargers can get back into it if they win tonight. And Oakland could get above 500 through 9 games if they win tonight. They're a slight underdog at home.
Well, and I think an important part, too, is, Derek Carr's been good for him. Derek Carr has settled into that offense, I think, the last couple weeks. And he is starting to kind of show maybe some trust with Gruden. And maybe it's something they can build on. Remember, he's still kind of a young quarterback. It's not like this dude is 35 years old and people wonder if he should be hanging on. This was a young quarterback who
got 28.
He helped lead the team to the playoffs. He didn't get to play because he got injured, broke his ankle, got banged up with Del Rio. Next year didn't go well. In comes Gruden. Year one for Gruden didn't go well. You're three seasons removed from him being an MVP type candidate. Mm-hmm. And he's not in that conversation this year, but he is just barely below that. He's played really good for them. And defensively, they're not the best defense out there, but I think they do just enough to give the offense that chance. I really want to know if John Gruden can get this team back. I've been a very big critic of John Gruden. I love having him in the NFL. Maybe he can eventually get to that point of bringing him to a Super Bowl. It's clearly not this team this year, but this, as you mentioned, huge game. If they can get this one, they can stay right there in the thick of it. The AFC West isn't over yet. For all the Patrick Mahomes is coming back, what if he doesn't have a great game and they fall to Tennessee? You would be looking at your record and seeing you're, a game out because Kansas City beats you head-to-head. Other than that, you'd have the same record. Mm-hmm. So I think they are right there neck and neck. They're still in the wild card race as well in the AFC. And the Chargers, I heard Colin mention this on my way in. The Chargers have gone 6-2 in back-to-back years in the months November and December. And they looked so good last weekend defensively.
I did.
I wouldn't have been stunned if you told me the Chargers won that game. I sure as hell didn't see the Chargers defense doing that.
No, to that level, no.
And if they can bring that, that energy, that kind of that confidence that they were showing against Aaron Rodgers into Oakland tonight, they're going to have a great chance to turn their season around from where it went from disappointment. A lot of anticipation, and then now suddenly they would rise to 500 with a win tonight.
Yeah, because you look right now at the wild card picture in the AFC. So your division leaders are the Pats, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Chiefs. Those are your four division leaders. Your two wild card teams, if the playoffs started today, would be the Buffalo Bills at 6-2. And they're probably not going to go anywhere because their schedule is incredibly easy. I know I picked against them earlier, but they're playing the Browns. They got an incredibly easy schedule the rest of the way, largely because of how bad Miami and New York is as well in that division. So the Bills have the wild card spot number two, and then wild card spot number one, and then wild card spot number two is the Colts at 5-3. So you get a win tonight. If you're Oakland, you're 5-4. I mean, you're right there. Colts lose this weekend. Who knows if Hoyer's going to play, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're right in the thick of it wild card wise. And same thing goes for the Chargers if they're able to get back to 500. It's not like in the NFC. I mean, the NFC is a gauntlet, and you're looking at a team like Minnesota at 6-3 saying, God, you got to win this weekend in Dallas just to stay in it because Seattle's having a good year. You don't know how the NFC East is going to shake itself out. So it's much easier, I think, to make the playoffs in those final two spots in the AFC. On the Derek Carr note, his numbers, I don't know how many people are paying attention to it. And look, they don't necessarily jump off the page, as you mentioned, like an MVP. He's not playing at that level.
He's just outside of being like a top 10 quarterback.
He is. I mean, his completion percentage is north of 70 this year. Is it 71.2? He's thrown 13 touchdown passes in their eight whatever games and only four interceptions. And two of those picks came in week two against Kansas City. Since then, he's only thrown two interceptions and he's thrown 11 touchdowns. So he's playing at a high level. He looked last week against Detroit. He was 20 of 31, 290 yards, two touchdowns, no picks.
The good news for him is Josh Jacobs has been the real
he's
deal.
A beast, man.
With that draft pick, you look down at attempts. Now this helps. He's 71.2, as you mentioned, number one in completion percentage.
He's not throwing it a ton.
No, I mean, Tom Brady has thrown the most passes. Did you even know that? Tom Brady's thrown 355 passes this year. It goes Brady, Dalton, Rivers, Rodgers, Murray, Goff. You have to go all the way down and you find Derek Carr at 250 pass attempts. He has 100-plus pass attempts less than 43-year-old Tom Brady. It helps tremendously when you have a ground game like Josh Jacobs.
That's wild.
105 less than 43-year-old Tom Brady.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that. So there you go. By the way, Oakland, as you mentioned with Jacobs, they're number six, I think, in the NFL in rushing. So they're going to try and run the football, keep it safe, keep Phillip Rivers off the field. Don't let that pass rush for the Chargers beat you.
It's, you know what's incredible? This is a side note, not a Thursday night comment. It's remarkable to watch how different the game has changed. To see like where I remember coming into the radio industry, people would have a conversation of, well, you got to be at least 56%. Your completion percent's got to be 56. Right. And then that rose to 60.
Yeah,
and then 60
up.
Rose to 65. And now we're at a point where if you're at 70, people are just kind of thinking, yeah, you should be around 68 to 70.
Yeah, that's a great number, man. The yards aren't necessarily there. It's not like he's throwing for 350 a game, but just managing it, not turning it over, picking up first downs or completions. I'll take that. Derek Carr's having a good season. We'll get at it. We'll pick it here real quick. I'm taking the Raiders. You guys going Oakland or Chargers?
I'm leaning Oakland. I always usually lean home team for Thursday. So I'll lean Oakland. Good momentum. Okay. I know that Charger defense was good, but I'll go the Raiders in the I think it's technically an upset. I think they're underdogs.
Yeah, they're like a point and a half underdog tonight. Swigard, are you going Oakland or L.A.? Or just call them San Diego?
I'm taking the Raiders tonight.
Okay. There we go. Taking the home team, Thursday Night Football. We got some poll questions we need to answer. Also, the Blazers are back in action, taking on maybe the best team in the NBA, but at least they're playing on a second of back-to-back. But Kawhi Leonard is not. So we'll get to those things, close up the show. We'll do it there next, right here on The Fan. Question. Do you know who Evander Kane is?
I'm not just saying this to say it. That name sounds familiar, but okay. I don't know who.
You would take a stab in the dark at what he does for a living?
A boxer.
Okay, he's an athlete. You're close. He is a professional hockey player.
Oh. Well, he fights.
Yeah. Plays for the San Jose Sharks. He has a not nine year, I can't remember the length, but a $47, $49 million contract. Yeah, makes good money, like $6, $7 million a year. Living good.
Mm-hmm.
He has been sued by a Las Vegas casino because he did not pay back $500,000 in gambling markers.
Ooh.
He was there. So the Sharks played Vegas last year in the playoffs. And so this is apparently during the playoff series that he was there. And while they were playing in Las Vegas, he took out and asked for $500,000 in gambling markers. And he said, thank you. They gave him the markers because, you know, he's an NHL player with a nearly $50 million contract, making like $7 or $8 million a year. He took out varying amounts between $20,000 and $100,000 on or at about April 15th, right around game three or game four of the first round of the playoffs. He has not paid that back, and the casino is suing him.
Well, is the NHL cool with a player betting? Isn't this prohibited?
Well, I'm assuming he was gambling on...
No, you can go to a blackjack table or a roulette
poker,
table.
Roulette.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't putting bets
on the
team.
I thought this was sports gambling.
No.
You can go sit at the poker table or the blackjack baccarat table. That's fine.
Wow, $500,000? Pay your debts.
That's a lot of money, man.
Got it. This is the Marcus Greaves of hockey.
You've got to pay your debts. Got to
pay
buddy.
Your debts, man. Lannisters never forget.
We throw this guy on the Sprague and the Line Hall of Fame. Shout out to Evander Kane, man. $500K just walking away from a Vegas casino. Ooh.
When's the next time they're in Vegas?
Yeah, they, by he, so he.
Because the arena's right next to a couple casinos.
Right there, dude, right? That's why he was gambling during the playoffs.
He clearly has a bit of an addiction problem here, too.
Apparently it was the Cosmopolitan. I think that's what the article says where it happened.
Yeah, the Cosmo. That's a couple of blocks up the strip from T-Mobile.
I can't wait for the NBA team to get to Vegas and hear all of the funny stories about how all these players lose their money gambling.
Yeah, he got into it with a couple of Vegas guys during that series last year. Ryan Reeves, who's one of the big bruisers for Vegas, he and Evander Kane got into a big fight. So he was already hated by the Las Vegas fan base. And then you add this to the mix. So they're going to have some fun the next time he takes a trip there. But he owes the casino $500K. We'll keep an eye on that bad boy. Let's get to the poll questions quickly before we preview the night for the Blazers. How about this one? This is close with a lot of votes coming in. And you guys can answer, will Urban Meyer be the head coach at USC next season?
I'm going to continue on it. Yes. I just, it makes sense. He's in LA. He's friends with Mike Bone. They need to win again. Yes.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I know Carol Folt was asked if she put any restrictions on, but I think Urban will have to interview with Folt, I'm guessing, before that thing gets approved. And I don't know if that's going to pass muster because all the scandals that they've dealt with, not just in the athletic department, but as well as the whole,
Lori Loughlin looking at you.
He's left a
not guilty
trail wherever he's been, Florida and Ohio State. It hasn't been clean.
It's not.
He would argue against that. Like,
well, he's going to have to argue it in a closed door session with her if he wants
easy.
The job.
I think that's super easy for him. If there's one thing I think we know about him, he clearly has the schmooze ability to get by on
TV. He's a total schmooze.
I don't get the impression she's impressed by that.
Interesting. Do you see her on the sideline of the Notre Dame game checking a bro out?
No,
I missed that clip.
No.
Go look her up. During the Notre Dame game, she was sitting on the sideline and like a dude walks by in a suit.
And she's just like,
and they happen to show her on TV. There's the new blah, blah, blah. And it like, you watch her follow this guy like with a smile on her face, like looking at his butt as he walks by.
Oh, there you go. Tight pants on the sidelines.
There you go.
The one thing Urban's fake burner account pointed out, which is basically Urban Meyer, he's never had restrictions on him. He's never been found by the NCAA to commit. You know, penalties to make the programs of Florida and Utah and Ohio State.
It's the Barry Bonds never tested positive
100%.
Argument.
100%. Did he do shady things? I think we all know the answer to that is yes.
Yeah, show me a positive test.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I think you have to have a president like her, given what the former president and the regime was like.
And I think she'll be like, I don't care if you're responsible. Because the NCAA said that now. Head coach is responsible for everything the assistants and goes on in the program after that whole Baylor mess. They changed the rules.
Well, they should. They always should have been the rules with Baylor and Penn State. But I think he can get in a room with her and say, if anything happens, you can do whatever you want. Because I think that dude is just confident he's never going to get caught on anything. And he knows he can win.
If you want to know how split this is, we are inching towards 600 votes on it. 51% say yes, 49% say no. Usually with that many votes, there's an overwhelming kind of thing. Not the case there. So a slight majority say yes, he will be. Also, this is a dirty tease to both of you to get into this at 2:53 when we have like 1 minute left in the show. Did Steph Curry revolutionize the NBA?
No. He's the face of it. He didn't do it.
He didn't do it by himself.
He didn't call a play to say, Steph, shoot 8 more threes a game. That's the thing that bothers me about this. Like, he's the face of it because he's Steph Curry and he deserves to get the accolades, but when you say revolutionized, it means you are the one who actually implemented the change and caused the game to be different. He didn't create the Morey ball.
60% of people said yes, he did.
Wilt Chamberlain is at the top of that list. They changed rules about dunking. They widened the lane because nobody could guard him.
Do the Blazers win tonight? 7:30 of the second half of the TNT doubleheader.
No.
First one is Celtics Hornets.
No.
Kawhi
Leonard coming back.
And they do not cover.
They do not cover either.
What's that spread?
Five.
Four and a half.
Four and a half.
It's only 4.5.
I know.
That's what I said.
Smells interesting.
They're on a second and back to back, but Kawhi didn't play last night.
Still smells interesting.
Yeah.
The Mo Harkless game.
Do we have any Mo Harkless?
You ever
game.
Miss Mo Harkless?
Do we have any interest in Celtics Hornets?
Not really.
The return game?
The Kemba return game?
To Charlotte?
What's the point of asking me that question? I mean, you know I know what I'm going to say, and everybody else can make fun of me.
That's fair. I'll watch Thursday Night Football and then flip over to the Blazers when it starts.
You know, probably we'll be doing the same.
All right. Hey, that'll do it for us today. If you missed it, we had Shea Dixon on. He covers LSU, and we had Mike Rodak on. He covers Alabama. Really good stuff from both of them on the big game this weekend in Tuscaloosa. Tomorrow, I mean, it's going to be pretty heavy. We got Oregon State, Washington. It's a Friday night. We got Heather Dinich on the show tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Game day tomorrow for the Beavs, and I'm really excited for it. If you miss any of the show, catch the podcast. Thank you for being a part of our Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number One's next. Listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.